Besides manuscript evidence, there are many other reasons to confirm that Luke wrote the gospel that bears his name. Of course, Luke never identified himself as the author of the third gospel, so we don't have infallible proof that he wrote it. But we still have a lot of evidence for his authorship. Overall, how confident can we be that Luke wrote the third gospel?
I think we can be fairly confident that Luke wrote the third gospel. For one thing, we know from church history that the early church fathers were strongly opposed to accepting works that were forgeries as being inspired by God. They wouldn't have said that, they wouldn't have accepted this work as canonical, as belonging to the canon of Scripture, if there was any doubt about its authorship in their minds. We have plenty of evidence that they would have just dismissed forgeries out of hand as being disingenuous and inauthentic works. Secondly, there's no competing tradition regarding the authorship of Luke's gospel. The only tradition we find in the writings of the church fathers is that Luke, this disciple and follower of the Apostle Paul, was the author of Luke's gospel. If they had just simply picked this name out of a hat to attach to Luke's gospel, then we might expect there to be competing voices or people saying, no, it wasn't Luke, it was so-and-so. There's no competing tradition on this, so there's no reason to deny this tradition given that fact. And thirdly, if they had just picked Luke's name out of a hat or attached Luke's name to this gospel arbitrarily or for non-historical reasons, then their choice of Luke is kind of strange, because who is Luke? Luke is a rather obscure figure. He's mentioned a couple of times in Paul's letters. We know virtually nothing about him. He was probably a physician, we learn from Paul's letters. But he's a fairly obscure, almost unknown figure. And so why pick this man? If the early church were going to make up a name to attach to Luke's gospel, and persuade readers to accept this work as authoritative, they might have chosen somebody more prominent, like Thaddeus or Bartholomew or Peter or somebody. But no, they choose this very obscure person named Luke. Seems to me the only reason why they would attach Luke's name to the Gospel of Luke is if they had strong historical reason to think that Luke actually wrote it.
I think we are quite dependent on the fact that the author of the third gospel was also the author of the Acts of the Apostles. And the Acts of the Apostles, in its accounts of Paul's missionary travels, has a number of passages where the author switches from saying Paul and his companions to saying we, meaning evidently the group of people, including Paul, of whom the author formed a part for those bits of the narrative. And there have been other suggestions as how to interpret that. But I think in the end, the most plausible explanation is the obvious one, that the author of the Acts of the Apostles was present with Paul for those bits of the narrative. So that identifies him as a companion of Paul. Doesn't yet give us the name Luke. But we do know that a Luke was one of Paul's companions. But I also think there's good reason for thinking that the names of the persons to whom the Gospels are attributed go back to a very early stage when the Gospels were first circulating. So I think the combination of the ascription to Luke and the fact that the same author in Acts appears to be a companion of Paul make it very likely that the author of both works is the Luke who accompanied Paul on some of his travels, who was one of Paul's co-workers.